Somebody's coming?
Yes.
Just says that, says the Lord Krishna tasted four kinds of transcendental mellows in devotional service in his form of Sachinanda, the son of Mother Shakti. And at last, in order to understand Srimati Radharani's ecstatic love for Sri Krishna, the Lord has assumed the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amongst all kinds of devotional mentality, the attitude of Srimati Radharani is considered to be the super excellent. No other devotee than Krishna himself, says no other devotee than Krishna himself can assume such part to taste the ecstatic situation of part. To taste the ecstatic situation of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, he himself, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, did it.
Why is that small?
Spoon?
Yeah.
Maybe in the bag.
That's
all. And then, when Sri Krishna assumed the form of four-handed Narayana, the gopis...
That's black.
That I have also.
Why would you keep
it here? Yeah.
So when Sri Krishna assumed the form of four-handed Narayana, the gopis did not take very much care for this form. Mm-hmm. They were not very much intimate. No. And then it goes on, the end of tape, and the sentence got left off. It said in the book in the original Bengali, it says that they made obeisances to Narayana. So I could say they did not take very much care for this form. They were showed respect, but they were not very much intimately
interested.
Not very much interested. And then just one more thing, it says Lord Chaitanya was experiencing these four forms of bhava, chari bhava, and then so far as Lord Nityananda is concerned, he is in ecstasy of parental love, servitude, and fraternal attraction. Similarly, Sri Advaita Prabhu is both, in both the ecstasies of the ecstatic position of fraternity and servitude. And then there was one more thing. Krishna, the same absolute truth is plain as Krishna, the player of the flute, and dancing with the gopis, the color of Shyamasundara Krishna. Sometimes the same Supreme Personality of Godhead is taking birth in a Brahmana family, accepting the renounced order of life and playing the part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There appears to be some contradiction. That how is that the same person who as Krishna is accepting the ecstasy of the gopis? And the original says, Ekon virodher stala a j jini Krishna tini e gopi hoi te chain.
Gopi bha. Gopi bhava mta dilahari kallol magno.
It appears to be some contradiction.
What is that? Gopi bhav, not gopi. The mood of the gopi.
There appears to be some contradiction. That how is it that the same person Krishna, is accepting the ecstasy of the gopis?
Yeah.
And then it said, this is of course very difficult for ordinary person to understand, but if we accept the inconceivable energy of the Supreme Personality of God, everything is possible.
So, when you have to go?
I think we'll be leaving at 6:30.
The man has not yet come.
The guest is here, yes. He's waiting now.
So let him come.
Yeah.
And he's a very good friend of Gorchandra. He's a devotee from Amsterdam. And he's a professional psychiatrist.
How about you saying his mantra?
I'm very glad to see you.
See, when I met George, he was a very, what do you call it, person that hadn't found anything very specific in life. He floated about very much. And he, now, when I met him yesterday, he was very, he seemed very happy and very sure of himself and what he was doing, and that made me very happy. I thought that was something very nice. I liked him very much.
Yeah.
When we met.
Krishna consciousness is the original status of the living entity. Just like a sun, a conscious always, that I am the son of such and such person. This consciousness is natural. So, living entities, when they come to Krishna consciousness, because we are all parts and parcels of Krishna, it cannot be broken. A person may go mad, but when he is cured, he immediately understands that I belong to such and such family, such and such gentleman's son. That is natural. Similarly, in the contact of this material nature, the spiritual spark, living entity, is in mad mood. You as a psychiatrist, you know very well, every man is more or less a madman.
Well, he has the germ within him, so.
We say in a Bengali poetry, Pichachi parile jano motichanna hoy, mayagrasta jiver sei dasa upoja. Anyone who is infected with this material energy, he is just like a man ghostly haunted. You have any experience of ghostly haunted man? A ghost captures him?
Of ghostly haunted?
Yes.
Oh yes, but that's very often a symptom of a psychosis, that they feel they are persecuted by foreign powers or by...
Oh yes. So this is called ghostly haunted. So our material conception of life, this is also ghostly haunted. Madness. I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Englishman, I am German. These are all conception of ghostly haunted. Because spirit soul is pure. In the Vedic language it is said, asangayam purusha. The spirit soul has no connection with such designations. It's like in dreaming. We see so many things, but it has nothing to do with me. So this is night dream. And at night we forget all these things about the day dream. And this and that, and this family member, and his father, and his husband, and so on, so on. At night when you dream, we are in a different situation. And we forget everything. And again, in daytime, we forget everything of the night dream. We come another dream. So this is also dream, that is also dream. I am simply observing. And daytime I am seeing some dream, gross dream, and at night time I am seeing some subtle dream. But here I am, under different conditions, I am seeing different things. I think you treat this madness. He sees things in different way, in different positions. So everyone is man. Anyone who is in material contact is man. So we are trying to take him out of this dreaming condition.
Mm.
That is Krishna.
But does he stop dreaming? Substantially, does he stop?
Stop means, because dreaming means that is not my actual occupation.
Mm.
Dreaming means that. I am separate from the dreaming condition.
Mm.
So if one stops this dreaming condition, then it's cured.
The dreaming of the night also has another function, according to my...
No, dreaming at night, dreaming at day, the same thing. The pattern is different.
Yeah. And
pattern is different.
Yeah.
If you think that you are Englishman, you are Swedish, or if you are Hindu, you are Muslim, that is also dreaming. You are none of this. As much as you are none of those dreaming things at night. But due to our madness, sometimes we take this is fact, sometimes we take that is fact. But none of them are facts. Under different condition, we accept them as facts, but none of them are facts. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmulam. When one becomes freed from all designation, so upadhi, upadhi means designation. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, completely free from all designation. And just like in dream, I think I have become now king. I am the poor part of a factory. But none of them, it is only dream. And similarly, in dream, I am thinking, I am the father of this family, I am mother of this family, and this and that. This is only dream. So one has to become free from this dreaming condition. That is called sarvapadhi vinirmukha. Liberated from all kinds of false designation. Designation.
But some of these false designations also are the machinery of a society. Although
yes,
they are false, but they sort of drive the society on.
Although these designations are false, they are driving on a whole society.
Yes.
A whole society is driving on so many...
Therefore we call it is illusion, Maya, just like I show you.
Yes, the reflection.
Reflection. In the morning walk, the sun was reflected in a glass. Exactly, it is brilliant as sun. So I showed him, this is called Maya, illusion. There is no sun, but it appears like sun. Exactly. And it is illuminating also. Reflection. So, one who is less intelligent, he will see, oh, here is a sun, another sun. So, he is a man-made. One who sees the sun reflection in the glass as sun, he is illusion, he is mad. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is also a psychiatric movement.
Is that
psychiatric movement?
Oh yes, yes, in a way.
We are taking away a person from the illusionary stage to the real stage of Krishna consciousness.
But it also seems to me that you have by gaining this consciousness, you can skip a lot of hard work that it takes in an ordinary analysis or in a group therapy, for example. You have to work a lot with yourself to gain insight.
It's very easy. Very easy. Just like we recommend this chanting Hare Krishna. Anyone can chant. Even child can chant.
His point is that our process skips all this work that they do in an ordinary psychiatric ward.
In specific processes which are directed towards insight. The same kind of insight that I imagine you are striving for.
Yes, we ask them to refrain from four prohibitive principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, no immediate eating, no intoxication, and chant Hare Krishna. That's all. refrain from these prohibitions and chant Hare Krishna. And he becomes a Krishna conscious. Very easy.
Yeah, it sounds easy. Yeah. I hope it works.
You see all the examples?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these centers. I have not given them any bribe mm-hmm. or anything.
No.
They will talk in my favor. But talk with them.
Mm. Yes, I've talked to them, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah. But the process is very simple.
Yes.
And you don't charge anything. You mm-hmm. charge, of course, something.
Oh, yes.
But we don't charge anything. Free. I began this treatment in New York,
mm-hmm.
and it is coming effective.
Hmm.
I think you should adopt this means.
Hmm.
Simple method, don't charge anything. Simply ask him to do it, he will cure. Nirmala. Nirmala means completely cured.
Mm.
Mala means dirty things. So nirmala means this opposite, no dirty. Nirmala. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti. When the senses are free from all dirty things, then it can be engaged in the service of the Lord. That is Krishna consciousness.
One very normal problem that I meet very often in patients is the security to feel that one can believe in something. A security of very often there is an ambivalence. Should I believe, should I not believe? I have a swaying to and fro.
Believe. There is no question of belief. Suppose you are hungry. I give you some food.
Mm.
I say you are hungry, take this food.
Mm.
So when you take this food, you'll believe that yes, my hunger is now satisfied, I'm getting strength. That is belief. So if you are hungry and if I give you some food, if you don't eat, then how you can believe that your hunger is not satisfied? You must eat.
Mm.
So we say, chant Hare Krishna. So why not chant? Where is the loss? If there is any gain, let me take it.
Mm.
That is belief. If I say, you chant Hare Krishna, so you have got tongue, you can chant Hare Krishna. And as soon as you chant, he'll believe me, because the result will be there.
Mm-hmm.
There is no difficulty. But if you say, no, I shall not chant, then you suffer. What can you do? And you can chant, the child chants. If you say, I don't believe in it, I cannot chant it. So many words. And Hare Krishna, two words. It takes so much trouble. I cannot chant, I don't believe in it. And Hare Krishna, two words. So it is whose fault?
Oh.
I say, chant Hare Krishna. If you say, Hare Krishna, immediately the belief begins.
Hmm.
And if you say, no, no, I cannot chant this Hare Krishna mantra, I don't believe in it. What can be done? That would be taken as misfortune.
Mm-hmm.
He is being requested to chant two words. Instead of two words, he will repeat 20 words. But due to his misfortune, he will not chant these two words.
Mm.
That is misfortune.
Yes, but isn't there something else beyond just the chanting? I mean,
that is the beginning. There are many things. Osen. Anandamudhi. Anandamudhi means osena, blissfulness. So come to the soul, touch the water, first of all. Pacific Ocean. Then gradually you understand. If you remain alone, no, I shall not touch. Then how can I understand that it's possible? Ambodhi, Ambodhi means ocean.
Means?
Ocean.
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 Anandambodhi. Anandambodhi vardhanam. Chita dharpanam marjanam. Chita-dat-panam-arjanam, bhava-maha-dava-agni-nidbhavanam, sa-kairava-chandrika-vitaranam, anandam-buddhi-vardhanam, purnam-mita-asvadanam, parang-vijayati-sri-kishna, sarvatma-sapanam, parang-vijayati-sri-kishna-sankirtanam. If you chant, then behind the chanting there are so many things. First thing is cetadarpanamarjana, cleansing the heart. All disease is due to unclean heart. Disease means uncleanness, is it not? Yeah. So our material disease means unclean heart. So we have to cleanse the heart, and this is the process. Hare Krishna. You are Swedish?
Yes, I am Swedish. Yeah.
But you can speak English very nice.
Yeah, I lived in South America for about 5 years.
Jayanaswar. What is that? South America.
Johannesburg, South Africa.
You live in South America?
In Brazil, yes.
Oh, Brazil.
And I went to an English school there.
We have got our temple in Mexico.
Caracas also.
Caracas.
And Trinidad.
Trinidad. When did this movement start in the Western Hemisphere?
1966, in New York City. The teachings are standard. The teachings of this movement are standard, coming down from the original source, Krishna, the original speaker. That is very scientific, not manufactured. Today's science, just like psychoanalysis, so many things, they are created recently. And so there are so many experiments and theories changing every day. But Krishna consciousness is different in that it is a standard science for understanding the self. It's been practiced for hundreds, thousands, thousands of years. And it has been proved successful by the acharyas, or the saintly teachers. So the same thing which is practiced many, many hundreds and thousands of years ago is being practiced today. And the same result is being achieved. This is the difference between Krishna consciousness and Krishna conscious science, spiritual science, and material science. The spiritual science requires no speculation or experimentation, but one has to accept it from the right, the authorized source.
Yes, and it was that point I was taking up here, that for some people, accepting things...
Everyone has to accept somebody. Yes. They either accept you,
yes.
or the mother, the father, the somebody, at every moment, and someone has to be accepted as authority for something. So, what is the best authority? This should be the question. If I have to accept some authority, either here or there, then which is the best authority? This should be the point. Are you the best authority, or this man, or this man, or this man? Or who should be the best authority? The best authority is that authority which is perfect. That is God. God is perfect. So, this is this is the foundation of Krishna consciousness, that God, He is perfect. Whatever He gives as instruction, that should be accepted. But if we don't agree to that, then we have to take instructions from someone else. And that is bound to be imperfect, isn't it? Because we are working with imperfect senses, seeing, hearing. So, whatever our conclusions may be, they are going to be imperfect.
Because it has begun from imperfect. Therefore, conclusion must be imperfect.
Yes.
But if we begin from the perfect, the conclusion will be perfect. What are the four defects of the explain?
Every conditioned soul, you or I, anyone born in this material world, he is defective by four things. He has got imperfect senses. It's like you don't see what's happening beyond the wall. So it's an imperfection of the senses. There are so many examples. The next thing is you are subjected to be illusions. You may accept the thing for real, which is not real. Just like we accept the body as self, but we are not the body. The body is a lump of matter. We are simply witnessing the changes of the body, but we are not. So this is illusion. Then he's subjected to make mistakes. He'll make a mistake. Everybody knows. To err is human, right? And
cheating.
Has a propensity for cheating. Propensity for cheating means that although he's imperfect senses, subject to make mistake, and he's illusion, he will write books giving instructions. But he's not qualified, so he's cheating.
He's cheating.
Yes.
And he's also cheating himself.
Yeah, cheating himself and cheating others.
That isn't going on. Recently it happened in Los Angeles. One big professor came to lecture them, and he has got Nobel Prize. I forgot his name. He has written one book, Chemical Evolution. So he was speaking on that chemical evolution, and his theory is life begins from four chemicals. So he gave lecture. After that, there is one student. He is also doctor in chemistry. His mind is happy. So he asked the professor that if I give you the chemicals, will you be able to produce life? He replied, that I cannot say. He said the life begins from these four chemicals. And he lectured hours. And when he was asked, suppose I give you these four chemicals, will you be able to produce life? He answered, that I cannot say. Is it not cheating? He is saying that life is produced from this chemical.
Yes.
And when he's offered these chemicals, he is not certain whether he will be able to produce life. Is it not cheating?
Yes, he's jumping to conclusions, one can say. He's jumping to conclusions.
Whatever it may be, he's not certain about producing life from those chemicals. But still, he's lecturing. Mm-hmm. Is it not cheating?
Not cheating.
No. Yes, cheating. Because he cannot produce life. Mm-hmm. Actually, he cannot. Mm-hmm. But he's lecturing on this basis.
But he has produced four stages of life.
Huh?
Not real life, but the proteins that life is made up of.
We are concerned with the real life.
Mm-hmm.
We're concerned with the real life. If we can produce one real life as a small ant, not human being, then I shall think that you are successful in your problem. But that you cannot do. Why do you talk nonsense? Therefore you're cheating. Why should he say that I cannot say? If he's not confident, that means cheating. So everyone is doing that. He's not confident about his theory. And he's speaking long speech.
Mm-hmm.
And people are fools, they are hearing. One blind man is leading many blind men. So what is the benefit? The leader has no eyes and he is leading many blind men. What is the use? And the so-called scientists will reply, yes, we are trying in future. In future? Everyone can expect future. But the hearsay is that trust no future, however pleasant. Why future? In the past we could not do, at present we cannot do. What is the guarantee that in future we will be able to do? There is no history that anyone has produced life from chemicals. What do you think? That life is a product of chemicals, do you mean to say?
That is what I have been taught, yes, about the evolution of the earth and all the different stages of life.
Do you think that's a fact?
It's not a fact. I don't know whether it's a fact. But that's the only...
That means illusion. You are not confident, but you accept that theory. This is illusion.
But yes.
But you should apply your reason from practical life, whether life is produced from matter or matter is produced from life. Our proposition is matter is produced from life, not life is produced from matter. In the Vedanta Sutra it is said, janmadasya-jataha, absolute truth is that from whom or from which everything emanates. Now that absolute truth, whether it is life or dead stone, so that is discussed. Janmadasya-jataha annayat itaratascha arthesu avigya. That absolute truth must be cognizant. So as soon as you say cognizant, then it's life. Avijna. That means, if I say, I produce all these things that live in the room, that means I must have brain. I must be experienced how to do it. How I can be dead. Matter. As the matter has got such thing. The origin of creation must be living me.
But somewhere, yes, I can... But in this there is also the creation of life, when...
Where is there evidence, creation of life from matter? Is there an evidence in the history?
No, but as we know, the evolution of life has gone through different stages of
Darwin's theory. You mean to say Darwin's?
Yes, yes.
That is nonsense. Darwin was a number one nonsense. Yes. Pascal, yes, confused the whole world.
Hmm. Why?
Evolution of matter. Matter cannot evolve. That's not possible.
But evolution of life.
Then what is that life? That is different from matter.
Mm.
That is a different energy.
Mm.
That I am speaking. Matter is life is the origin of matter. The evolution is not of the matter, but of the life. That Darwin does not know. Therefore I say nonsense. He does not know that.
Yes, but I'm still in the...
That's why this is an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So, from this apartment, you go to another apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean that this apartment has evolved to that apartment. I, the person, I create that apartment or I prefer that apartment. Not that this apartment has evolved into that apartment.
Yes, I can see what you mean.
Yeah. The Darwin's nonsense is there. He is changing the apartment. Apartment is becoming a different apartment. That is not a fact.
Mm.
Just try to understand. This room cannot develop into another room. But I, the resident of this room, I can go from this apartment to another apartment. Or I can create another apartment. This is evolution.
And I can create a bigger apartment, a
yes,
better apartment.
Bigger, smaller, as I like.
Yeah.
Not necessarily bigger. Mm-hmm. That is also another one.
And my intelligence might grow also.
Yes. Intelligence maybe, but there must be means. You may be very intelligent, but if you have no means to erect another nice apartment, how you do?
Trial and error.
Huh?
Trial and error.
Just like you have got the desire to purchase another dress, garment, nicer, but if you have no money, then how can purchase? And you have to purchase something inferior.
Mm-hmm.
So this defined species of life is the evolution of the living soul according to its karma.
Mm-hmm.
That is basic instruction. Karmana daiva netrena. So I am a living entity. If I want to go to better condition of life, then I will have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
The better condition is there already. Not this inferior condition changes into that better condition. There is another thing. That's why the condition in moon planet is different from the condition of this earthly planet.
Mm.
That is already there. You have to transfer yourself from this planet to that planet. But that point is missing in Darwin's theory.
Mm.
He says that the body is evolving. That is nonsense. The body is evolving, then why the monkey body is not producing a human body at the present moment? Where is the evidence? The monkeys are already there. Where is the evidence in the Jew that a monkey has produced a human being? Do you think it is all right?
Yes, that life might have taken different forms. Yes. I'm quite sure of. And that the human being might not have existed for about 100,000 years ago.
No, human beings exist, he's existing.
Hmm.
But he's accepting different situation.
Mm. There's proof of this in that recently there was a discovery in South America, I think it was in Kenya, where they discovered a skeletal remains that were over hundreds of thousands of years old. It was pre-Magnan. And it was the same human body as now, as we have now, they've discovered. And with this discovery, they say completely all of Darwin's theories have been destroyed. Mm-hmm. It's a fact. Mm-hmm. Immediately, see, he overlooked. He says, I do not see any proof that human beings lived millions of years ago. Therefore, I think apes were existing. But what proof does he have? And now they have discovered bones, and they've proven by tests that pre-Magnan era, there was the same human body. It's a fact. And completely, all his theories have been destroyed. Because he was working with his illusory senses.
Mm-hmm. But there are the dinosaurs, for example, the dinosaurs, yes, which died and disappeared from the earth. That is also a kind of evolution that has taken place.
He says there are these prehistoric animals like dinosaurs, these big gigantic animals, they are no longer existing now, but they existed at one time. So that there was some evolution there.
Yes.
But the point is, Vedic conclusion is that...
Right, but apart from Vedic conclusion, this example, that practically, when I go from this apartment to another apartment, so this apartment does not become another apartment. I go from this apartment to another apartment. He's missing that I. Are you? That is his nonsense.
He's only talking about apartments.
That is his rascal.
Yeah. Yes, I can see what you mean.
He does not know. The apartment does not change. The owner of the apartment goes from one apartment to another. That he does not know. Therefore he's cheating. He has no perfect knowledge and he's cheating. Cheater. He does not know. The soul from the monkey's body is coming to human body. That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the monkey's body is changing into human.
But some of this cheating, as you call it, must have still been a great use to mankind, because it has not been proven at the time when this theory has been evoked by some scientist. It has not been proven that he's right, but he works according to this principle that he has found.
That is explained in Bhagavatam, that in the jungle, one big animal is the leader of other animals. But they are animals. Is it not?
But I don't really understand.
In the jungle, in the forest,
yes,
the lion is considered to be the king of animals. So, the lion is also animal, only big animal.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So you mean the scientist is a big lion?
Yes, a big rascal. That's it. A big rascal.
Yes.
A big rascal is realized by a small rascal, that's all.
Seducing small rascals.
Huh?
Seducing them.
No, small rascals. Mm-hmm. This is the position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything is going on like that. Not only in science, philosophy, religion, sociology, politics, big rascal and small rascal, that's all.
Mm-hmm. But you must evoke quite a lot of feelings when you say, for example, that Einstein was a very big rascal.
No, he believed in God. Yes, he believed in God.
Mm-hmm.
He was not a rascal, he was a sane man.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Jung also.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He believed in God.
Yes.
He tried to find out the brain of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a rascal. He's a sane man. Those who are defying God, they're rascal. Demons. Einstein believed in God. Yes. There are many scientists that believe in God. Unless one is God-conscious, he is a rascal. We take it. Like, as soon as you say godless, atheist, oh, that's kind of stuff. It may be the understanding of God is not so perfect, but he thinks there is God, or that is intelligence. That is intelligence. And the demons will never accept that. Just like in Russia, all set of Russians, they do not believe in God.
But the interest, the religious interest in Russia is greater than any other country in Europe. But not the leaders are not.
I said the leaders. Not only in Russia, everywhere. The leaders, the rascal leaders spoiling the whole world situation. In India also. In India, by nature, they are aloof from these four principles of sinful life. 80% of the population by nature. But government, at the presence of the leader, then inducing them to eat meat, to drink. And gambling also. Introducing gambling. Government is issuing that gambling cards. Because government means some rascal just like Nixon has gone to the power. Now he's proved he's a rascal. So everywhere, the government leaders mean all rascals.
Although Nixon says he in every television speech that he is a God believer. Nixon says, at least, that he isn't a God believer.
That is his politics.
Yeah.
Maybe God believer.
Are you leaving for
6:10? We leave in 10-15 minutes. Would you care to go?
No, I haven't. I have to go back to this emergency ward. One of my colleagues were ill today, and I had to replace him.
I'm sorry. As far as Nixon is concerned, we can see from his activities that he doesn't. He may say he's a believer in God, but his actions prove contrary. You see this?
Yes,
See, the thing is, you can judge a person by his activities. And certainly with Srila Prabhupada, you can judge that actually he is the only person that I have met within my short span who is actually.
I was also thinking that it was a little bit hard for me to get into the language or the Indian words, and I felt that one has to be rather intellectually sharp to be able to go into these matters.
What is that difficult word?
Intellectually.
What is that difficult word? You are feeling difficult.
The Indian word, you mean the Sanskrit words?
Yes.
No, Sanskrit word we have given English equivalents. So what is the difficult?
It's not. I can understand I get the translations but then
we have given the equivalent of each word. And then translation. And then purpose.
No, but what I mean to say is that this is a knowledge that can be spread in this way. It must be spread to people that are rather accustomed to reading to.
If he reads, he'll be accustomed. The reading will make him accustomed.
Yes. But the reading customs of, for example, Sweden are very limited to newspapers and television, and it will take them.
That we have explained.
Yeah.
We have explained. Find out this work. Tad bhaga vishakat janata aga viklava. Yes. First of all, you see the index.
What is?
Yeah. Yellow book, you know.
First canon.
Yes. Tadabhaga visadgat janataga viklava.
Tadabhaga visarga janataga?
Yes.
233. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratisvakam abhadav yati namanyanan tasya yaso yason kitani yat svinvanti gayanti gananti sadhava. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest.
We follow?
Hmm.
I read it again.
Hmm. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of the world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The newspaper is glorification of this mundane world.
Mm-hmm.
You have to satisfy their consciousness to understand the glorification of the Supreme. And this is transcendental literature.
Mm-hmm.
So people have got the tendency to read where they are glorifying these rascals, mundane rascals.
Mm-hmm.
So that attitude should be transferred to understand the glorification of the Supreme Lord. That will be revolution. That we are presenting.
Mm-hmm.
We are presenting a literature exactly like the newspaper. They are glorifying some Nixon and Dixon. We are glorifying Krishna. That is the difference. That is the difference.
Mm-hmm.
If Nixon has glorification, how much glorification is there in reserve of the Supreme Law?
But these Nixons and Dixons and Hitlers and they have a rather...
That is illusion. We are attached to them.
Yes, we are attached to them also because they have power over us. They can persecute us and they can... So it's very...
No,
you have to be,
the greater power is Krishna. If you take shelter of Krishna, they cannot do it. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. He was a 5 years old boy.
Mm.
He took shelter of Krishna and his father was a great demon, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to chastise this boy. He could not. This is the proof. So you take shelter. Krishna says, Sarvadharmān parityajya mamekam saraṇam bhaja aham tam sarvapāpaṁ. I'll give you protection. So people have no faith in what is God.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks God is less powerful than Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
That is his nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
If he takes actually shelter of Krishna, what this rascal Hitler can do. But he has no faith in God. He thinks, Prabhu Hitler is greater than Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Prabhu Hitler. That is the difference between the crows and the swans. The crows think that we have got food in the garbage. And the swans think that we have got food in nice garden, in clear water. And that is the difference even in the bird's kingdom. That is explained in the previous verse. Natat vachas chitta padam hare rajasa praginita karhichi tad bayasam tirtham. Read that previous to this verse.
Nayad vachas chitra padam hari yaso jagat pavitram pragrimito karhichit tadvayasam tirtam usanti manasa nayantra hamsa nirmanantya usi
niramanti siksaya.
Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is a question of taste. You see, birds, two kinds of birds, crows and the swans, different taste.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we are trying to create taste for Krishna consciousness. Then these crows place newspaper. We don't read the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
We don't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there is some news of ours. We don't touch it. What is the use of wasting time?
Mm-hmm.
They read so big. Bundle of newspaper.
Mm.
But we don't touch them. No, we have got sufficient literature here. Why should we waste our time in the crow's manifestation? The same politics, same Nixon, same Dixon, same Hitler. It is called punapunachar vitachar banana, chewing the chewed. Things which have already been chewed and thrown out. Another person is coming, let me see if there is any juice. It is already chewed. What juice you will find there? Punapunachar vitachar banana. Again and again, same politics. Same new leader, same he is a rascal, just like Nixon advertised in the beginning. America now requires Nixon. So America accepted him, and now America doesn't want him. Again, another Nixon will come.
Yes.
And this is punap, again and again, chewing the cheek.
Yes.
The people are not disgusted that we have tested all these rascals. And why another Nixon?
There doesn't seem to be any accumulation of knowledge.
They have no brain.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing, the crows. So therefore they have to be enlightened to Krishna consciousness. Then they will be able to find out some big leader, nice leader. Probably. There are so many things. You are educated. You should try to understand our pleasure.
Mm.
There are so many things to be learned from us. We are not sentimentally dancers.
Mm.
We have got logic, philosophy, science, everything. Otherwise, how we are writing so many books? They see each and all, how they are nicely. These two verses we have read.
Mm.
How full of meaning. Natat bachastitta padam harir jasa. Harir praginitai karchi. Tad bayasam tirtham. Each word has volumes of it. There are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. And each word will find a life. Each word.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a nice literature. One verse contains actually 16 words. The 18,000 multiplied by 16, how much?
18,000.
18,000 verses multiplied by 16. How many words?
280.
2 million, yes.
280,000
words. And each word you'll find a new light. That is Bhagavad. Each word you'll find.
Are these going to be translated into Swedish too?
Yes, if we do, we have got being.
You can do that.
Some Latin scholar in Swedish language must come forward.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done. But he must be a good scholar, because each word is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like beginning of the Bhagavad. Janmadi asya. Janmadi. Now this one word has volumes of meaning. Janmadi means beginning from Janma. So beginning from Janma, birth. How many things are there? Generally, birth, Janma sthiti law. But then you stay for some time and then you become vanquished. This body. Now Janmadi jasya, asya of this material world. Janma, creation, then situation, then annihilation. Now how many volumes of books you can write on these three worlds? How this universe was created? How it is being maintained? And how it will be annihilated. These three words. How many books you can write?
Infinity.
Such is Bhagavad words. Janmadasya. Asa. Janmadi. And this is Bhagavad. Concise word, but volumes and meaning. Volumes and meaning. Each word is like that. Vidya Bhagavata Bhagavati. Therefore, one's learning is complete when he reads Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, he remains imperfect in spite of all learning. Janmadi asya jataha. From where? Now, the creation of this cosmic world, from where? But you do not know from where. But it is explained in Bhagavad. Param sattam dhimahi, that is absolute truth. In this way, simply if you analyze one verse, you'll find each word is full of volumes of meaning. Janmadasya-yatah annayam. Now the creation annayam directly and indirectly. Itaratascha artheshu. In the matter of understanding, abhigya. Abhigya means completely cognizant. That is the absolute truth. He knows everything. How this universe is created, how it is maintained, how it will annihilate, directly and indirectly. Just like I always, everyday thing, when I am massaged by my student, I see so many veins, so I think that I claim this is my leg, but I do not know what are these veins. Directly I know this is my leg, but indirectly I do not know how the leg is working with these veins and nerves and muscles. I do not know. But, so far God is concerned, He has created, He knows every veins of everything. That is called avijna. In this way, you analyze every word, you will find volumes in it. And that question will be, where you got this experience? You say he's avijna, he knows everything. To get experience, one must have teacher. But the next word is sarat, his experience of self-sufficiency. Sarat. Independent. He hasn't got to go anywhere for experience. Mm-hmm. In this way, each word is full of meaning. Janmadasya jataha anayat itaratascha arteshu avigyan sarat tene brahma vidha adhikavai mahiyanti jasuraya. We have very shortly described this one word, I think 5-6 pages. Mm-hmm. Have you got that verse?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a translation.
Mm-hmm. That is very short description.
Short explanation. Something for the next verse also. So, mm-hmm.
So it is so meaningful. All learned scholars of the world must read Srimad Bhagavatam if they want actually good for themselves and good for the world.
If we can leave at 7 o'clock,
as soon as you say, I leave.
7 o'clock now.
It's 7 now.
I have 5 minutes to.
Why don't come with us?
Go by your own.
Oh, I can't. I'm very sorry. I would very much like to.
Oh, I see.
Well, tomorrow morning, Srila Prabhupada's leaving at 8:30. If you'd like to come, he has a morning walk.
Mm-hmm.
At 6 o'clock, if you'd like to come for that.
That is my symbol. Nobody can rise at 6 o'clock.
Well, I can sometimes. It has been a pleasure meeting you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
For your time also, thank you.
Special topic to me?
Pardon?
Is it speaking on a special topic?
No, I don't think it is. No, I didn't.